This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you lose players of that caliber, they're not easy to replace.
I can't control it! 0-9-0-20
goes down! What's been hit?
Having said that, we have capable people. We have a lot of depth at all the positions. It's going to provide opportunities for others to step up.
Watch Maverick on alert 5.
Maverick's airborne.
Thompson moving tonight. He's got two. Scores! He's got three! Hat trick for Tage Thompson! Tage Thompson works it around Swartz, high slot, holds it, Rister scores! Tage Thompson!
Flipped up, here's a breakaway, Tage Thompson, in on and on, Thompson scores!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's fun to dream that Operation Tage might get activated tonight. Long shot to play, but joining the team in Boston. Not a lot of practice.
I think it's a good sign for his Olympic candidacy for next year.
That he's like first man up?
Yeah, that like the first guy they called up as a forward was him.
Yeah. Who else would it have been?
It could have been Cole Caulfield.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. The Confrontation de Nations wraps up tonight. U.S. and Canada. The final game, not quite a gold medal game, but whatever. Tonight, 8 o'clock, we're excited for it. Tage has joined Team USA. In the event that enough players are sick and they're below the roster limit, then Tage can go in. If it's a defenseman, it's Brett Pesce. He's joined the team the same way.
I was wondering if there was a backdoor way they could get Quinn Hughes in, which is, hey, he's going to play forward tonight, guys. Like, they're going to tell the league, like, no, he's our forward. Yeah. And then when the game starts, he's playing on the blue line.
Sure, why not?
Why couldn't they have done that? That's something like I would do in like a fantasy league. Would I do that in like...
That's how you got the name Sneaky Joe.
Yeah. No, yeah. I would say I'm going to play Quinn Hughes. Right. He's going to be a forward. And then what are you going to do? Well, you're going to cancel the game if you see him playing on the blue line. That's another thing. They could have just done it, right? What would have happened? If Quinn Hughes just showed up tonight, were they going to stop the game?
You get stripped of the trophy 2 years later.
Okay. The trophy that I'm still not even sure what it looks like.
803-0550, our number, on the Four Nations, if you want it. We're going to shift gears. Some football. We have news about the salary cap and Tyler Dunn. GoLongTD.com joining us on the Western Hotline, front of the show. Tyler, you watching this hockey game tonight? I know you're a football guy, but you putting on your American flag and singing Freebird or what?
Hell yeah, absolutely. I'll just talk, U.S. Canada hockey, if you guys want, because what a great opportunity to put Canada in their place. I'm sure there's nobody from Canada listening right now, so we can talk all kinds of smack. That was great. You're going to blow our anthem. We're going to kick the snot out of you. That was some of the best 3 seconds of sports that you'll get. So, yeah, been planning for this one. Going to meet up with some buddies. 9/11 Tavern there in South Buffalo. Pound some wings. Watch some hockey. It just kind of came out of nowhere. It was like a gift from the from the sports gods to everybody in Western New York and beyond, as unless you prefer the NBA All-Star game, which if that person exists, we can probably shoot that person to Mars. This is amazing.
Yeah, it has been a nice little gift here. Mid-February, this is, you know, franchise tag window opens season and stuff like that, which we're going to get to. And the salary cap is announced. You know, not exactly the sexiest television, but tonight we get a grade A event in U.S. Canada in the finals. So excited for it. 8 o'clock tonight from Boston. Well, Tyler, we haven't talked in a couple weeks, and we might have checked in after the season ended and the end of season pressers, and you've just written a piece at GoLongTD.com, kind of a look back and look ahead. Where are the Bills now? And I want to start you off with, and I'll mention this to Joe and everybody out there listening, because we haven't got this yet, because it was pointed out to me that Josh Allen's age, it's not exactly a problem, but I feel like it's the kind of thing that should now enter our every time we talk about the Bills window, we should talk about his age, because he's the third oldest quarterback in the AFC right now.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? He's the third oldest quarterback among starters in the AFC.
I don't like how that news has hit me.
Richardson, May, Stroud, Nix, Lawrence. Right. You've got a guy that's a veteran now.
Who are the older ones?
Rodgers. Mahomes is an earlier draft year. It's Mahomes and Burrow who are older. And then there are other starters that are going to slot in.
Yeah.
Rodgers. Maybe Stafford comes to the AFC. But the point is right now, it's Mahomes 30, Burrow 29, Allen 29. Third oldest in the AFC. So, Tyler, I kind of want you to take that and run with it. Do with it what you will when it comes to what you wrote about the Bills and the window and how they should be treating it right now.
Sure, Jeremy. I feel like that's kind of what made that such a crushing loss at Arrowhead, because the stars were aligned. I mean, you're healthy. I mean, Josh Allen has started, what, 117 straight games? Is that what it's at right now? Well, with the playoffs included, he's been unbelievably healthy. The offensive line, you just had Spencer Brown missing that one game. They gave up the least amount of sacks in the NFL and helped this team kind of evolve. It's ethos on offense. They can beat you up physically, and they stayed healthy. You kind of caught that break in that game. Mahomes, with that fumble, his first turnover in, what, like 83 drives, an NFL record, things kind of broke beautifully for you if you're the Bills, and it still ended in defeat. So I think that's what kind of stinks. Now, where do you go from here? I think it's probably time to turn the page. I know Brandon Bean said nobody was sleeping that well, 48 hours after that game. But if you're going to turn the page, I think, and this is all up at GoLongTD.com for those who want to check it out, kind of a smorgasbord, a bunch of different items. I don't know if big game hunting is the way to go. Like, I hear the fans, like, yeah, F them picks, less Snead, give up three firsts for Myles Garrett. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think where Bean and McDermott need to evolve, at least this time of year, is opening your mind up to a different type of player on draft day. And I was down there in New Orleans all week talking to the Eagles, the Chiefs, and especially those Eagles. I mean, Howie Roseman, you know, taking a beer can to the face there at the parade, he's been unafraid to gamble. And, you know, Jalen Carter, first overall talent, you take him at number 9. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you know, voted the most annoying player in the league in a landslide. He brings him in twice. And I get it. Like, the vibes are great in Buffalo. I'm not diminishing that. It's real to have those strong bonds. At the same time, when you have those strong bonds, I feel like you can kind of bring in a potentially volatile element to what Bean calls the great chemistry experiment and take a chance, because you're not going to get a Chris Jones in free agency, right? Like Bean said himself, that player is just not going to become available. But at the end of the first round, early second, somebody could trickle down, and you've got to take that chance. They just have not taken that risk on character. It's time.
Yeah. The idea that I don't remember, but you wrote about this, how Chris Jones, there were some concerns about character, and, you know, Jalen Carter is this, and if it's Jordan Davis or whoever, you know, you basically the idea is the Bills have been maybe a little too married to the idea that everyone has to get along. That was very much a success of theirs this year, that did happen.
Right, and I do, Tyler, to add in, I remember Bean once upon a time, maybe this is 3 years ago, saying we don't just want choir boys. Like, he didn't necessarily like the idea that, you know, they wouldn't take risks on guys like that, but really the proof's in the pudding. Like, to your point, I can't really think of a time where they've really you know, taking a big swing, a big risk like that.
If I could jump in on this, like the name that comes to mind, obviously, is Diggs. It doesn't even have to be a person has a checkered background. It's someone that makes other people uncomfortable sometimes because of the way they play or whatever it might be. Like, Tyler, you wrote in your piece, football's a violent game played by violent men. The idea is you need people that are going to grind and force others to be better.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, I feel like when you're sitting down with these players in Indianapolis at the combine, it's going to be important to remember you're not hiring somebody for a 9-to-5 office job. I mean, you're hiring somebody to legally whoop somebody's behind. Like, that is what you do. Look what the Eagles did. One-on-one, there was nothing exotic, nothing fancy to what Vic Fangio did. They didn't blitz one time, but they just beat up the Chiefs. And you've seen it time in and time out. Like, yeah, I'm guilty of it too. We kind of build up Patrick Mahomes to be a god, right, who doesn't bleed. Well, these guys do bleed. Peyton Manning against Seattle. I mean, Tom Brady against the Giants. You got a D-line that can get after it. Yeah, you can win. It doesn't have to be a calamity where you're giving up 30-plus points against the Chiefs every time in the playoffs, but you've got to take a chance. And I feel like that's a great point. Like, they have taken some. I mean, it was ugly for Diggs in Minnesota, and credit to the Bills. Like, they were willing to take that swing, and we've talked about it, Jeremy. Like, I get it. Like, everyone eats, and everybody is loving each other. That stuff matters. Josh Allen did win the MVP, for crying out loud. Like, it's 30 rushing touchdowns, 30 passing. Like, there's a lot of good on offensively post-Diggs. But that shouldn't, like, make you afraid to take another chance because it ended poorly with Stephon Diggs, and whether it's a D lineman, whether it's a receiver, I do think Bean gets it too. I mean, we've talked about it. I think he gets it. You do have to kind of take a chance on some nitrogen from time to time.
Do you think that's just the draft, or do you think that could extend for them into, you know, you mentioned Garrett, like, they could extend, not that he's this, but it could extend to trade pieces and, you know, free agency pieces. Like, I'll mention there was one listener mentioned, like, hey, what about George Pickens? And that's, like, maybe all the way in that direction because of, like, some of the sideshow stuff that he has. And my first thought is, like, oh, no, just no chance. No chance they would ever gamble on a guy like that. But maybe not even with a veteran player?
Why not, man? Like, look, and I get it. It's a risk. It might not work out. You might have to move on. But Kyrie Elam was a risk in the first round, and he can't even get on the field. And when he does, it's humiliation. I mean, Amari Cooper, you trade for him, and Kelvin Benjamin way back in the day. I mean, it's not apples and apples, but both trades didn't really work out. And you know, Cooper did some good things, and I guess Bean had the stat on his presence, leading to what, 7 or 8 more points, whatever it was. I don't know. That wasn't what they were hoping for when they traded for Amari Cooper. So it can not work out when you're drafting or trading for somebody who, you know, isn't that quote-unquote character risk, quote-unquote headache, whatever it is. We know George Pickens is an insane talent, and you know you have a strong locker room. I like that. Why not, right? I mean, I don't know what it would cost. I mean, there's all kinds of variables that go into it, but if it's reasonable and he's in a position where he has to prove himself to make millions of dollars, I mean, there's an incentive right there for him to lock in and you know, become one with the locker room.
Tyler Dunn joining us on the Western Hotline on the Bills here. He's got a piece up there, Look Ahead, What Now, at GoLongTD.com. Tyler, thinking about McDermott, you know, you, of course, had the piece years ago about McDermott and then have spoken to him since. One of the things you write about in this latest update is that you do feel like that the changes he set out to make, that he did make in the way he leads this team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely. I mean, and look, we can criticize his defense, and I thought it was strange to kind of gently steer all of our attention to the offense on the first answer at his press conference when, I mean, I don't really know what else Josh Allen can do in these games. But look, there's a ton of positive to take away from last season when it comes to Sean McDermott. I mean, back in that series that you referenced, December 2023, Sam Easton, I mean, these are players, these are coaches, these are front office people, referring to him as tight, as a robot, saying in so many ways it manifests to the field. The way he is day to day, that's why we get tight. That's why it's gloom and doom. There's dread. What's going to happen next? What's going to go wrong next? And that was the big change that they believed Sean McDermott needed to make as the head coach. All teams are going to in some way somehow become a reflection of their coach. And yeah, we sat down ahead of the playoffs, and then he got into some of the same stuff at his press conference. I think he genuinely has taken that important step back and realizes he's got Josh Allen, he's got some leaders, the locker room can run itself, and he just kind of has to be whatever his players need to be on a day-to-day basis. You know, behind the scenes, there's no need to be a micromanager and no need to be militaristic. Like, this is a team that's a contender every year. And then on the field, go for it. Fourth down, you've got the best player in the world. Give him a shot. Like, let him go for it. And that kind of stuff over time, I think, embeds into the mentality of an entire team. He brings up, letting Tyler Bass attempt that 61-yarder against Miami. The same game he misses an extra point. That's a great example. That game, we're all wondering if Tyler Bass is going to be on the team 48 hours later. And he lets him attempt a 61-yarder. Football is such a human game. And I thought that Bean did a great job psychologically. We'll see how it all pans out. But he's not afraid of the Chiefs. Hey, he's going to trade with them. He's going to build the team in his vision. I think that's kind of how you have to be. You can't be afraid of anything. And McDermott kind of took that baton and coached differently this past year. And I think he was really – the first thing he said when we sat down was, I don't want this to be a story of I'm one person, something comes out, and then I become something else. And then in – so many different ways explained how he has evolved, and I think that even he knows he's not doing snow angels on the field with his quarterback years past.
Tyler Dunn with us on the Wester Hotline. Tyler, you also wrote about the last couple of top picks, not first round pick, but Kincaid and Coleman, and for Bean to kind of say, I didn't like what Coleman kind of gave them when they came back. It's not exactly how he put it, but I mean, they're disappointed in what he did when he came back from injury, but he had never done it before. I think it was a little bit telling, but I don't know. For you, how much do you think they'll trust, you know, both of those guys, but especially Coleman, to kind of take big steps in their in next season?
This is about as crucial of an offseason as it gets for anybody on the team. Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, I mean, these are premium picks. I still would be surprised if they did anything too bold and brash, you know, trade-wise, free agency-wise. Like, they need these players to ascend and become go-to featured weapons on 3rd and 8 with a game on the line. That's why you drafted them, right? Like, and I'm so trained, like, out in Green Bay covering the Packers all those years. Now, Ted Thompson's the GM, and he would not say anything, like absolutely nothing at all. It became a joke. I remember one year at the Combine, he's like, you know, I could stand up here and go full Costanza and be like opposite George and say all these honest things. He goes, but then is it a fake? Is it a fake on a fake? And how are other GMs talking? So he just doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything at all. So it's refreshing to hear a Brandon Bean get up there. And now he said complimentary things about both of those players. But I interpret it as a challenge to Keon Coleman. Like, yeah, we were really disappointed in you in so many words. You weren't physical enough. You weren't tough enough. You got to mature. and you watch these Bills games, and he was a different player. Where was the guy in Seattle just punking people in the run game, in the pass game? That player just disappeared. Dalton Kincaid had the PCL, so it's a little different situation, but, I mean, they expected a lot more out of him. This time last year, we're talking about him being a featured weapon, especially post-Diggs. So I like the fact that the GM is just being honest. I mean, it's nothing that he didn't say to these guys personally, and they're going to need these players to produce. And I hate bringing it all back to Chiefs, but that's the team that you got to get past. And look at these drafts. I mean, you get Kyrie Elam the year they get Trent McDuffie, and then you take Dalton Kincaid, and they get Rashee Rice later in that second round, which, by the way, yes, off-field issues. And then the Xavier Worthy, Keon Coleman debate. So, you know, there's some separation there. As amazing as these mid-round picks have been for Buffalo, and I think that being in the front office has really done a great job, that part of the draft. Winning championships is about nailing that first round.
Tyler Dunn on the Western Highland. Tyler, what do you got coming up for the next couple of weeks, couple of months as we dig into the draft?
Absolutely, Jeremy. Yeah, a ton going on. I mean, I thank you, first of all, to everybody out there who reads GoAlongT.com, subscribes. I mean, Western New Yorkers have been awesome since I launched this thing. So this time of year is just great to work the phones, travel all over the country, sit down with people at length. During the season, you kind of become a creature of habit, Monday through Sunday. But now it's a really good time to spend some weeks working on bigger stories. So kind of planting the seeds on a bunch of different stuff.
Are you waiting to see where Aaron Rodgers lands?
Oh, on bated breath. I can't tell you how excited I am to see where Aaron Rodgers goes. I'm just waiting to click purchase on that. Seriously, who in the hell will want him? I don't think anybody wants. I don't think he goes anywhere. I think nobody wants him and he retires.
I the only team that I feel like I'm wondering about is if Pittsburgh has no other move. And like there seems to be this bromance, weirdly, between Tomlin and Rodgers.
Maybe, you know, I know you're referencing like they gave each other a little wink and a nod during a game.
That's really all it is, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, Tomlin's not an idiot, though. I think he'd rather have a Daniel Jones than Aaron Rodgers at this point.
Yeah, that might really happen. You mentioned like he might retire because nobody wants him. That's getting Belichicked these days, right? Like it might happen to Rodgers. Tyler, thank you, and let me know when you find out who's going to play quarterback for Syracuse this year. We're gonna
absolutely.
Find
absolutely. That's the bigger question. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler. Tyler Dunn, GoAlongTD.com. Subscribe to his Substack, bunch of great stuff. The Zoom calls, the happy hours, the conversations. I watched the big thing with Jim Monos that he did talking about the state of the Bills. It's good stuff. So on the Bills and the salary cap, and we're gonna get to Jamar Chase getting $40 million. I was just doing some math on what happens if Jamar Chase gets $40 million a year. Remember, the cap is going up $22 million. It's gone up $53 million in 2 years. That's a Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
That's how much the cap goes up in just 2 years. So this is not a huge year for signing receivers. It's Chase and Higgins, maybe. It's Godwin. It's who's due for extensions.
McLaurin will get an extension.
Okay. Watch McLaurin get $30 million. Because that's how it probably goes.
I was going to say 30 didn't even sound like a lot to me when you just said that.
Well, the cap going up.
The Chase 40 number is in my head right now also.
So to put context on it, Justin Jefferson, I was just looking this up at SpotTrack just a moment ago. Justin Jefferson makes the highest percentage of the team cap. That's the thing to look for. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the cap was just reported to be what number? $280 million?
Yeah, something like that.
$285 million. So percentage of cap is what really matters, so you don't get sticker shock. Prepare yourself for the sticker shock of the salary cap, because when it goes up every year, you start asking yourself, holy cow, how could these guys make this much money?
Yeah.
Can you find it for me real quick? I thought, yeah. I had it in my view. It's expected to go to 288, because I'm just going to quickly do the math here on exactly what this is. Yes, all right, here we go. I got it. It is expected to go to 281.5, somewhere between 277 and 281. So
yeah,
280 was the number. If he gets the deal that Jefferson got, which is 13.2% of the team's cap, then that number, just based on the rising cap, the nature of the rising cap, 13.7%. So Jefferson got 13.7%. If Chase gets just that number, that amounts to $38 million a year. Okay. The same deal Jefferson got a year ago is now $38
million. Yep.
So if he gets 40, it's like a small raise.
It's barely a raise. It's hardly a raise.
It's just the passage of time. So I'm ready for everyone to freak out about $40 million for a receiver. But he's most definitely worth it. Question is, will Cincinnati, you know, get it done this offseason? Will they make him go to a franchise tag?
Yeah.
Think about how much money you save on the franchise tag with receivers right now. If you have Chase, the franchise tag is 26.
Yeah. You're saying they would tag Chase, though?
I hope not.
But,
you know, you just never know.
He doesn't seem like somebody
that
would play on the tag. Yeah, I mean, he hardly played on his contract last year, right? He did a hold in.
Yeah. 803-0550. On the cap and what it means and lessons from the Eagles, the real lessons from the Eagles. I saw more on this yesterday and want to really dig into what the Bills should be doing here with the third oldest quarterback in the AFC. Saying it that way hit you. I saw it hit you.
It hit me.
It hit you. 803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550 in WGR.